Welcome to 2021, finally, and HPPR Radio Reader's Spring Read. What with all the lessons offered by 2020, and may it rest in peace, we've opted for a series of books to help us explore cultures in a common land as a way to talk about how to live alongside others whose beliefs and ways of being seem not to align with our own. I know you know what I mean. To frame our conversations, we've chosen a trio of titles, classics from the 1990s, culled from archived book lists from radio readers throughout the region, and our choices are, that's my own drum roll, Barbara Kingsolver's 1999 controversial novel, The Poisonwood Bible, Ann Fadiman's 1997 National Book Critics Circle Award winner, The Spirit Catches You When You Fall Down, and Kent Nerburn's genre-bending 1994 Neither Wolf Nor Dog. These works relay the experiences of American missionaries in the Congo, of immigrant Hmong seeking health care in California, and of the genocide of American Native peoples and their cultures. Are you ready? Our spring read begins with Barbara Kingsolver's The Poisonwood Bible. Spanning several decades from 1959 through the 90s, the novel depicts the way that an American missionary family is so unprepared for life in the Congo, despite their belief in their own cultural superiority. Fortified by their patriarch's conviction to convert the local population to Christianity, the family is baffled when the population prefers, well, not to. There might not be a more clear exposition of the clash of conflicting cultures of belief than this that Kingsolver creates for us, but it's the telling of the story through the distinctive voices of the women of the family, the wife and the daughters, that brings yet another powerful dimension to Kingsolver's critique of religious demagoguery. Next up is Ann Fadiman's The Spirit Catches You When You Fall Down, a Hmong child, her American doctors, and the collision of two cultures. In the early 1980s, when Fadiman was first introduced to the family of this unique ethnic immigrant group who are featured in her book, the Hmong, which is an Asian group from China and Southeast Asia, well, they were a fairly recent immigrant population to California's Central Valley, where the events of Fadiman's book take place. Local hospitals were unprepared, lacking translators in Hmong language and culture. They were unprepared to meet the needs and expectations of the Hmong seeking medical treatment, specifically the Lees and their infant daughter who presented with epilepsy. Fadiman's approach in telling the story is profoundly judicious. It's been described as the most widely read book on the Hmong experience in America and is cited as a definitive work in cultural competence. Rounding off the spring read is Kent Nerburn's Neither Wolf Nor Dog, On Forgotten Roads with an Indian Elder. Nerburn, a non-native author noted for his respectful attempts to narrow the distance between Native and Anglo cultures, wrote that he'd never met an Indian person who didn't somewhere deep inside struggle with anger and sadness at what has happened to their people. And he also said he'd never met an honest and aware non-Indian person in America who didn't somehow struggle with guilt about what, as a culture, we've done to the people who inhabited the continent before us. So here we have it. I hope you're in for HPPR Radio Reader's 2021 Spring Read, Cultures in a Common Land. It all happens here on HPPR and on Facebook. For Radio Readers and from Dodge City, Kansas, I'm Jane Huerta. 10,000 words swarm around my head. 10,000...